You're listening to the AZ UFO Show Extreme. It could be about you. I want this earth alone with broken bones. I fear no evil. Evil fucking fears me. Fucking fears me. All right, baby. Show one was a success. Tonight I'm going to continue talking shit about the martyr, D. Daly, and also going to talk about some other assholes named Luke. He was a total asshole from Australia. Calls into the talk box the other night after the AZ UFO show and hangs out with us for a while. What a total pussy. Yeah, I'm gonna talk shit about you. And I'm also gonna mention what happened to me at the Phoenix Lights event on Sunday. And I'm also gonna play a clip of Debbie Daly on the Howard Stern show. You don't think she's a nut? This girl's claiming now that she has helped 1,000 people. Yeah, help kill them. She's a total nut job, man. What a fucking nut. She thinks she's helping people? I think I know one person who emailed me and said she became suicidal, bitch. Fucking douchebag. God, I hate her. She's such a fucking fraud. Get the fuck off BTR, bitch.
I don't know why people don't like me.
People don't like liars. That's why, you stupid ass bitch. Anyway, and talk about bitches and dicks and assholes. Oh my. I've never been more right about people lately.
Evil fucking fears me.
Then this guy Luke from Australia was a fucking douchebag, man. Oh, I love this part.
Evil fucking fears me.
Got some new music tonight, baby. AZ UFO Show Extreme. That's what we do here. We have a little fun and rock out. And I'm gonna talk shit. And I'm gonna try to make a valid point in anger. Because I don't give a shit what you think about me. I am born, reborn, killed, and born again. Yeah, intense, bitch. Anyway, we're back for another episode of the AZ UFO Show Extreme. It's just gonna get insanity in check right now, man. Every fucking song I play has got a purpose on this show, that's for sure. Anyway, Debbie Daly left me an email saying, "Oh, are you lying some more? You're lying some more lies about me. You don't get 80,000 downloads." I call her a bitch. I say that it's possible she's a fucking druggie because she admitted it on her show. And all this other shit about her. And you know what she comes at me? She doesn't give a shit. This is the demented brain of this person. She doesn't give a shit about that. She cares that she says that I lied about how many downloads I get on my show. Hey, bitch, you're a whore, you're a fucking lying slut, you're a fat-ass douchebag. By the way, I get 80,000 downloads a month on the AZ UFO show. You know what? Don't you ever, ever, Richard, say that you have 80,000 downloads a month. That's a lie. And by the way, my show's gonna be in the paranormal. Her show's in the paranormal genre, and she talks about nothing. Have you ever listened to her show? She was on the Howard Stern show, believe it of all things, recently. You gotta listen how crazy this bitch is. Where is the clip? Listen to this. I got about a minute and a half here. She turns it on. She turns on this New York accent. You gotta listen to this. She's a nut job. Howard Stern called her a nut job. Check this out. Where is it? Where's the clip? Here it is. Here.
I do a fucking show. You're telling me that my show is a piece of shit.
My show is a piece of shit. I saw that Richard and Sal
Richard and Sal found me on a stupid-ass fucking site, and they found me go raging on some stupid drug addicts and lowlifes that fucking pick on me.
Debbie, what happened? In other words, Richard and Sal are fans
of
yours.
You don't know. They're not fans of me. They're trolls of mine.
No, wait, let me understand something.
Everybody's a troll.
You want to fucking put my shit out on the neck for a bunch of fucking lowlifes that hate me? And I'm going to go on my blog.
Have
TV
you ever listened to
they
me, Debbie?
Like me there.
Debbie,
they
Debbie,
like me
have there. You ever have you ever
Why
met
do you
Richard
go
Sal?
On the other show? Then?
Because I go there for a challenge. Alki David
what
is a big
say?
Billionaire who
she goes on two different shows.
On
one they like
shows.
Her, the other they,
they
don't.
They hate me. Yeah.
All right, listen to me. Mm-hmm. You're a hard
Bobby
person.
Gets it.
You're
Bobby
a hard
gets
person
it.
To like because you
yeah.
talk and talk
Nobody
and talk.
Nobody likes my voice.
Well, ugh. Because you yell.
Look, that's part of my act, Alan.
Are you acting
me.
Now?
They love me on my other
Are
show.
Are you acting now?
They or... like when I get crazy.
Okay, listen.
It's
to
part
me.
Of my show.
The way
this
I...
is the parrot. Yes. I wish I was deaf.
All right, listen to me.
Here we go. All right, smart fucking remarks, okay? I wish you were fucking
Debbie,
deaf, too.
Debbie, I
yeah,
like
you.
See,
no, you don't, Howard. Nobody likes me. I've been through so much hate. But you know what? The hate made me
strong. I think you're a
strong.
Sweet girl. I
the
think...
hate made me strong.
Do you
so
cry
I, no,
a lot?
No, because if I was such a punk, I wouldn't be on the internet doing my little shows.
Do you cry a lot?
Hey, if I was such a fucking nut, and then why did you
right,
want
I
me
give
on
up.
You? All right, what? Go
what
on,
kind
me.
Of thing do you do for a living? Don't tell us
I'm
where you
I'm not
going
to tell you nothing about my...
What a nut job, man. What a nut job. All right, it wasn't really Debbie Daly, but it's a lady who's exactly as crazy as her. But Debbie wishes. Yeah. Oh, man. She wishes she had the talent of that, Debbie. And it's really disgusting, man. You know, I can go on forever with this bitch. But she's trying to play it off like it's no big deal. But and she says that she's done over 300 shows and gives out great advice. I mean, this bitch is not even... A person who's had any life experiences or should be giving advice. Have you ever heard the advice she gives people? There was a girl. I forget her name. Susan. Something like that. She came over to me after she went over to Debbie Daly's show. And she says, you need to straighten her out. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, that girl gave me the worst advice I've ever heard. I actually go to a therapist. And Debbie Daly gave me the advice, you gotta help her. I said, I don't fucking talk to her. I don't care about her. She's like, well, she should be taken off the internet. That girl's gonna kill somebody. Well, believe it or not, there was this girl named, she goes by Jeep Girl. And she used to go to Debbie and be her friend. And Debbie mistreated her so much, we think she committed suicide. We haven't heard from her. Nobody knows what happened to Jeep Girl. But Debbie was so mean to her one night, this girl was suicidal. So I hope she's alive. But can you believe it? People come to me about Debbie Daly. I hate her. I don't give a shit about her. And she says, oh, you know, I live a good life. You know, I live on the positive side. You do not. God, I hate people. I hate her. I hate her. Well, why do you spend so much time? She thinks I listen to her show every night. I love it. Just because she sees my face. I put my face there. I go in there and then I get the hell out of there. Just to let you think that I'm listening, you stupid bitch. I don't give a shit about you or you. The worst show I've ever fucking heard on Blog Talk Radio or any radio. And every show is the same, isn't it? I don't know why people hate me. Vic, can you come here and give me some more cookies, please? Get me the Lorna Dunes. So I've got to turn on his music to get me pumped up and put me back in the mood that I should be in for the Easy UFO Show Extreme. And I want to thank you guys for downloading the AZ UFO Show Extreme. Because this show doesn't get any advertising, 505 downloads in 1 week. I gotta tell you, that's a success in my eyes. Fucking wish, a lot of people wish they could get 500 downloads in a month. And CNUFOs.com is blowing up. Over 80,000 visitors last month. That's up 8,000 from the month before and 15,000 a month before that. So, things are looking fucking great. When we get over 100,000 visitors, things are going to change on the site. I can't tell you what they are, but it's going to be awesome. Now, I don't lie to you guys. I never fucking lie. Prove to me that I lie. I'm putting together a certain series of videos about me. And I'm going to make this for YouTube, but I'm a little scared about putting it on YouTube because I don't want anybody seeing it. I want to send this shit to like Sci-Fi Channel or something like that and have them do it. I don't know. Maybe I'll do something else for YouTube, but I'm doing a reality thing about UFOs and myself. Where the camera kind of follows me around. It's me. So I'm going to be doing I'm not going to give it all away, but I'm doing this thing where you get to see an inside view on me and my life and how I am going through life as a ufologist. Now, I went to the Phoenix Lights re-release of the Phoenix Lights movie for with Dr. Lynn Katai, and the MUFON was there, and last year was better. This year was really long. It went like 4 hours, a question and answer, and all the shit took forever. Now, when I went there, I got there right at 10 to 2, right before the show started, so I had to sit in the front two rows, the front row of all places. The worst thing you could ever do in a movie theater is what, besides talk? Fall asleep and snore. Yeah, that's right, I did it. And you know what? I'm not upset I did it. I've seen the movie 5 times there. I support you. I paid for the movie. But I get an email from Jeff Woolwine. He goes, we heard somebody snoring in the theater, and my girlfriend was looking around trying to find out where the noise came from, and she said it was you. I said, yeah, it was me. I'm up every fucking night till 2 in the morning, then I wake up at 4 to do shit so I don't get any freaking sleep, and I'm exhausted. Plus, I've been here every year. Where have you been? Anyway, it wasn't bad. It was okay. It was sold out. They sold 41 extra tickets. And standing room only. It was one show, that's why. But I fell asleep. Sorry. I didn't mean to. But I actually fell asleep in the first part, and I snored myself awake. You ever do that, man? You're sitting there, and all of a sudden you go, oh my God, it was embarrassing. Keep the change, you filthy animal. I was looking forward to seeing people that I didn't like in nobody was there that I didn't like. Everybody who was there was kind of cool. So I had no problems, nothing like that. Front row, fell asleep, and that's that. What can I say? Not much I can do. Now, after the AZ UFO show on Saturday night, I like to go into the talk box and hang out there because I have two chat rooms. One for the regular show, which, you know, you can't see. And then I have the talk box for the AZ UFO show where you can come in and with your video cameras and we can all look at each other. We can drop links in the chat room, make each other laugh. Well, this guy, Luke, where is he from? Hold on. And I'm going to say Luke McDowell from Australia came in. Actually, he came onto the show, and I get five P-chats. So already this guy's annoying the fuck out of me. And he goes, "Hey, mate, come on, let me onto the show. This bitch is boring that you have on." And he was talking about Jamie, and she wasn't boring. He just kept calling her, "This bitch is boring. Get her off and get me on." But I don't know the number, and the number's on the frickin' site, you dillhole. So we found out this guy just gets baked. He's such a loser. And he gets baked, and he doesn't even know where the fuck he is. He doesn't even know the number to the show, and it's right there in front of him. So he grabs the link after the show and comes into the chat room. And I'm exhausted. I don't feel good. It's like 11:15, and I just talked for 2 hours straight. So I'm a little tired. So he's like, "Come on, Rich, say something funny." And I'm like, I'm a fucking clown. I'm here to amuse you. This is the After Hours show. Talk, do whatever the hell you want. What, I'm a clown? What the fuck is so funny about me? Oh, come on, Rich, you know. And then I knew he was a fake. I pinned him, and I told Jamie on Skype, I go, "This guy has an ulterior agenda. This guy's not here to be our friends." And we caught him stuttering over his words, and he says, "Oh, Rich, you know, he doesn't, like, go, ah, and he doesn't shout or anything like this real popular show in Australia." And then he goes, "And then, you know, we got Coast to Coast and this other show where they're like, hey, you know, I got a guest on my show and people calling in. Would you have 14 listeners tonight? Is that a lot? Because you say your show's number one." It's all downloads anyway. So he's in there making wisecracks and then he's backpedaling. And here's the big pussy move that he does. Pussy move. As soon as I get up and leave to go get something to drink and go to the bathroom, he asks Jamie, because she was there, and he goes, "So are you and Rich fucking? Are you guys fucking?" He doesn't ask while I'm there. And then when I come back, he sees I'm coming and he leaves. So she was upset that he said that. And she goes, "Why does everybody wait till you're gone to ask me if we're in a couple? And this guy's being rude." And I said, "I told you." So and Paranormal 51 showed up, which I still don't fucking care about fucking Paranormal 51. John, you're a fucking clown, and I don't fucking, you know, care if you hear this, listen to this, and you may be pissed off and think that, you know, things are fine, but I never said they were fine, if you remember. Well, I love this song. Fuck, turn this shit off. Fuck! Connected. Anyway, Paranormal 51 comes to my show the same exact time and day that Debbie Daly comes in to listen to my show. So I know now he was suspended for 5 weeks, not allowed to come on. I mean, he was allowed. I mean, he could have went to the show. I would have kicked him off. But I suspended him from my website. I don't want him around. So I know that he's still trying to spy for Debbie. And I'm not a fucking idiot, dude. I know you come in there and you act like, oh, you're all cool and shit, but you're not. You sit there and you look baked off your mind and you're a fucking chain smoker and you're fucking annoying and you got nothing worth to say. There's nothing important you have to say that I want to hear. And he did the same fucking thing. Soon as I get up and walk my dog and I'm gone, he does the pussy fucking move. Jamie, is Rich mad at me? Is he holding a grudge? She's like, I don't know. Why don't you fucking ask him? Same thing with Doc did. This guy, remember, Doc Payne, you know, did it. Sneaker did it. They all go to Jamie instead of talking to me. Fucking pussies, man. That's what this world's fucking made. Am I that fucking intimidating? I guess I fucking am. Well, you know what? I got the microphone. Maybe that's why. Get yourself a microphone and talk shit if you want. Or fucking be a man. If you got something to say, fucking talk to me. Fucking run to a girl. All of you fucking guys are bitches. All of you. Sneaker, Paranormal John, 51. All of you guys. And especially Luke McDowell. Now, Jamie and I, we're tired. We did the show together. She came on for the first time. I'm exhausted. I'm falling asleep on the fucking after party show. We're on here 2 hours. It's 1:15. This guy wants to go run. Luke wants to go run and get cigarettes up the street. Well, we're waiting for him. We're waiting for him. And I go, Jamie, I can't wait. I got to go. She goes, well, just go. Let's just go. And I go, well, you know, he's going to be waiting for us. She goes, he'll live. Well, you think he'd fucking be cool about it, you know? Like, oh, I came back and you guys were gone. So here's what he says. So I get back from buying cigarettes and everyone is gone. What? My appearance tonight a mockery? Fair enough. Enjoy your 14 listeners and 4 after party participants. A fucking douche. I thought it'd be cool to be a part of the AZ UFO show. Now, I don't know what to think. Somewhat disappointed, and he puts a sad face like a bitch, like a girl. Keep those hands on your ears and over your eyes. Dude, I got a show. You got nobody. You've got nothing. You're a loser. You're the one listening to the show. I run the fucking show, loser. There's a difference. I'm king. You're a fucking peon. You're nobody. He goes, you want to crack some sort of big time rich? Well, fucking lighten up a bit. Look up some shit about the photon belt. A new topic, maybe, goddammit. Fuck, I do a new topic every fucking week, you cunt. I'm still gonna podcast the AZ UFO show, though I'm not gonna listen to it with much love. Don't give a fuck, don't care. Don't want you around. It's time for a break! We're almost done. Guitar solo. How you tear into it. Song. I'm gonna run through this email real quick. I'm gonna get out of here, but I'm gonna talk for 5 more minutes. Turn this down. So then he says, "You want to crack some sort of big time?" Da da da. He goes, "I've got an opinion and experience that could benefit your show." And like I said in the chat room, ratings. I'm a ufologist too, meaning that I'm educated, not easily fooled. I don't have a PhD and neither do you. No, but I'm a fucking genius when it comes to this shit, you peon. But I take an interest in educate myself, so I'll take the title, whatever. Anyway, then I tell him, fuck you, you peon, look that up. I get 25,000 downloads a week. I said, you're a pussy, you wait for me to leave, and you act like a faggot coward, you're a cunt. And then I said, funny thing is this, you're sitting alone at your mom's house getting stoned, loser, and hanging out at my show being fake. If you were trying to be our friends, you would have been cool and realized how many times my internet crashed anyway. And maybe, just maybe, something other than my disgust for you is the reason why we were gone when you came back. You don't impress me, you don't know me, and you are clearly starved for attention. And you are a lazy stoner who lives with his mom, and I'm the loser. He says, dude, you're paranoid, whatever, man, I just wanted to talk. Despite you coming across to your listeners as an arrogant cunt, I thought you were kind of cool. You can't fucking say both, bitch. You can't say I'm a cunt and cool. I'm a cool cunt. You can't do it the other way. And it was partly an act. Maybe I was wrong. For the record, man, I rent a house, sing in a band, work a shitty job. Big whoop. Make fun of me all you like. Basically, I'm into paranormal shit, he says. More than average. So I enjoy your show. It's going to be kind of weird to listen in now and then after this whole awkward sourness. Though I guess you could care less whether or not. That's right. I'm probably going to go to, though. I don't know what to say, man. Apologies if I offended anyone. I mentioned Australian humor and mindsets a few times. Maybe that's it. Maybe not. Maybe I don't know shit. Good luck with your show. Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you, Luke. Fuck you. And you're not fucking going to be a fucking pussy bitch and apologize like that. I'm not going to let you. I don't want you to fucking apologize, you faggot. Stay the fuck away from my show. Don't fucking listen. I don't like you, and I don't want to like you. This show's really bitches and dicks. That's what this show is. Debbie Daly and another asshole, this dick, and John, asshole. Paranormal 51. Bunch of pussies, man. You are. All of you are. And you know what? I'm doing the show by myself. I don't want any fucking body to help me out anymore. No offense, but you know what? It seems like I always say the wrong fucking thing or do something to piss somebody off just for being fucking honest. And that's what I do. I'm honest all the fucking time. And you people just fucking can't handle it. So don't listen to me. Don't fucking bother, you know, hanging out, doing anything with me if you can't handle it. I try to be nice to every fucking person. And all I get is fucking shit on? Fuck you and fuck everybody. I'm the nicest fucking person I know. But fucking talk shit about me and that's what you fucking get. And Debbie Daly, you fucking suck. You suck dick. You will always suck dick. You are the biggest and dumbest fucking biggest loser on any radio thing. You have no fucking thought that means anything. And John, your stories suck. Nobody cares about your fucking stupid ass fake sighting that probably never fucking happened. Luke, you're nobody, man. You might as well be Luke Skywalker. That's how fucking much nobody will ever know you and your little faggot band. Oh, you know, I'm tired of being nice. Really, I am so tired of being nice that I have to do this show, an AZ UFO Extreme show. I can't do it on Blog Talk Radio. So I gotta come here and be a dick. Stan Romanek's still an asshole with his fake shit. All the hoaxers out there, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you fucking hard. I'm not gonna stop. I hate all of you motherfuckers. I love ufology so much. I hate hoaxers. I hate liars. And I hate people that are trying to pull one over on us. And I'm going to do everything I can in my power to make sure it doesn't keep going on. Hate me all you want. I am so right. I am right about almost every fucking thing I see in ufology. Everything I see in ufology. And I know, Jamie out there, Jamie Marie, that you're going to hear this and you're going to take it personally, but don't, okay? This is about everybody. It's not about you. I'm not pinpointing you in there. There's no secret hidden message. It's just me being me. And yeah, I don't put myself in a position to be wrong. Who gives a shit about a fucking poster? You think it's so cute that a fucking doctored picture of whatever the Christina Ricci is really going to make or break whether I'm a fucking smart guy or a stupid ass. Doesn't even look like the bitch. Oh, well, to me it did. It looked just like her. Yeah, well, whatever. You're going to hate me anyway. You're not going to like me. And you know what? I've done nothing but be nice to you, and you take everything the wrong way, it seems, too. So, you know, say what you want, do what you want. Because, you know what? You got a husband, go to him. At least you got that. You know, I'm just going to turn the music on for the last 5 minutes here and let you guys just chill out and listen to this. I'm probably going to lose some friends here, make some enemies. Whatever. It's my life. You don't have to live it. I'm just going to go and do the UFO thing, and I'm going to be cool by myself because I don't trust anybody anymore. By the way, Corpse Flower, kick-ass job, by the way. Kudos to you for doing the thing I've been asking for months for people on the website, to keep putting the stories in the blogs. Thank you. This way I could feature them on the main page. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Open arm hug, baby. Kick-ass work. Thank you so much. And I want to thank everybody else for CNUFOs.ning.com for posting your kick-ass pictures and videos. Keep it going. And if you have a story, put it in the blog and make it a discussion and put it in the forum. Put them everywhere. But make sure you put it in the blog section, guys, so I can feature it on the main page. Well, this is Rich Giordano on the AZ UFO Extreme Show. I probably pissed some people off, like I said. Got a few more enemies and a few less friends, and that's fine with me. I'm good by myself. And that's where I'm heading out. Gonna be hanging by myself and do the right thing. Listen to this and enjoy. Good night. See ya.